Stephen Canelio is on the line. G'day, Steve.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Congratulations on being named as captain.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's an important position, quite obviously, but you're doing it on your own too. What was the thought of going from the dual captain model to the singular?
No real idea, I guess, behind it. It was just, the boys have obviously done it for a number of years now. We haven't actually had a single captain before, and the boys just thought it was time that to pass it on, and there was nothing behind it really, other than I was the next one to go.
What excites you most about the role, Steve, and what type of captain do you think you'll be?
What excites me most is just really the opportunity that we have here. I mean, we've been able to be in four final series in a row. We still haven't got to bringing home some silverware, which we're all after as players. But I think that the squad and, whether that be staff or culture that we've been able to create, right now we're in a really good position to go forward as an organisation. That probably excites me most, being able to lead up from the front and hopefully take us into territory we haven't been before. And then what type of a leader? Look, hopefully, I said the other day, hopefully winning one. As I said, we want to be a successful club, both on and off the field. So being able to win games and then just continue to build on the culture where guys are coming in every day and we're wanting to get better and making it a really fun place to be around and grow.
You've certainly committed to the club with the signing, the next seven seasons. What's it about Sydney, though, that you love? Obviously, the intensity of AFL and the press in Melbourne, but do you find it a little bit easier up here playing in Sydney Town?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, I love Sydney. Obviously, being from Perth, it's not too many beaches in Melbourne. So I love Sydney for the fact that, days off and whatnot, you can go to the beach, and then the city's obviously not far away at all. But I think, more than anything, it's you're away from the hustle and bustle, I guess, of Melbourne and Perth and Adelaide and cities where AFL is crazy, and Sydney, you just sort of go about your business. As a footballer, it can work sort of for or against you at times. But I love this place, and never really wanted to actually leave the actual place. And very fortunate to have been drafted here and to have lasted so long.
It's clear you're in a competitive side, although the team wasn't competitive on grand final day earlier this year. How tough was that for you from a watching point of view? And how has Leon Cameron addressed that as you come back and start preparing for 2020? Because there's a couple of schools of thought on that. One is don't mention the war, or let's pick through it and see how we could have been better.
Yeah, look, it was tough. It's never easy when you're watching close friends and teammates getting beaten by so much, and you've been helpless at the same time, not being able to control anything. That was definitely tough and a tough day for the club in terms of addressing it. Definitely no detailed look at all. We spoke about it a little bit on our first day back, but we're genuinely we'll be better off for the experience and just pushing our case forward now for. We have a three-season camp next week, which will be really strong in terms of setting up what we want to do in 2020, and we're going from there.
Steve, you missed the grand final with a knee injury. How close were you, in playing, and how is that knee injury now?
Yeah, it was a tough one. I reckon if it was if the game was the following Saturday, if we give me another week, I probably more than likely would have definitely played. I was fortunate. Leon sort of gave me every chance to get up for that week. I had a strong training session Monday, did what I needed to do on Wednesday, but just felt that the way we're going, the momentum that we have as a team, that if I was to play, I probably couldn't contribute as what I needed to do and for the team with the role that Leon wanted me to play. So very very tough call, of course, but very driven to make sure that. We're back there for a few more years to come.
Yeah, you mentioned the camp at Noosa next week. Is that all about the physical prep, or is it more about the vision of the club and the goals that you're setting yourselves for the coming season?
Bit of both, obviously. Physically, very very hard, but at the same time, you know, after whether it be after training, late afternoons or night time, good chance to sort of bond and come together with different activities. Obviously, guys won't have their families and you know, friends and what they would normally do in Sydney post training session up there. So yeah, it'd be a bit of both, and usually, you know, obviously great weather and good time up there.
I know you've still got the whole pre-season to go, and you're going to be setting goals for next year, no doubt during that time in Noosa. But right here, right now, would the minimum requirement next year be that top four again?
Look, for me, I think reach for the stars. So, I think, you know, that top four, of course. But you know, top two as well would be nice. So
yeah,
the higher we can get up there, the better chance you give yourself. So. We obviously have some different seasons purely with injury, and we were able to get a lot of guys back and take some good momentum into finals, and the league's so even at the moment where it can come down to that. It can come down to just getting guys fit and ready at the right time of year, and we certainly did that last year.
And last but not least, how does it feel not being the underdogs in Sydney Town anymore? Because you've got the wood over the Swans.
We do, yeah. We do, but I won't say anything because we're playing another twice this year. So it's a good feeling. We obviously got beaten around by the Swans a lot in our first couple of years. So we look forward to another couple of good battles. They're always one to look forward to. That's for sure.
One slip of the tongue and the headlines are all up around the dressing rooms at the SCG, Steve. We
exactly.
know how it rolls.
Exactly.
Look, it's great from a Giants point of view that you are playing with the club this year. Even better. That you're a captain, as you say, reaching for the stars. So we wish you all the best with that. And great to have you on the program this morning.
No, thanks, Rosen. Have a good day.